No, you'd have to open it up from elsewhere. Yeah, you have to close that window because that's the save one, isn't it? So, and then find it.
You can just leave it on your screen. Just plug your computer into the projector and. Well, we have a prototype anyway. We have a prototype.
Pass it around and have a look.
No, it's a slightly curved round surface.
Very nice.
It's almost curved, like up to the main display as well. And the little line at the bottom indicates the bit, the panel that you pull down, and the extra function buttons are below that panel, the little line. And we've got the sticker on the bottom with the company logo on.
Also have an apple slash cherry design at the top above the camera.
So it is, yeah. Cherry would be all right, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit more fun, isn't it? And it's kind of not related to kind of, you think Apple, you think computers, like
Yeah,
Apple Mac.
we might be allowed.
Copyright, yeah. What's
Yeah,
this one?
there's a copyright still on
What's
it.
that one there?
No, that's the mute.
Oh, okay. Right.
It might, it'll probably have to be legal mute.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, we didn't have anything small enough to write.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just choose simple shapes for all of them. The important ones are the volume ones, so we'll make them a bit bigger. The mute could possibly be a bit smaller.
We separate off and cut out the volume-related buttons from the channel-related buttons, so you've got the volume in orange on
Yeah.
first and the channels in green.
Yeah, and we'll choose a V
All these
plus and a V
things have
minus.
cost implications. And so when I've done my thing on cost, I had assumed that the only button that would be a different color would be the red apple button. So, however, I've never got the figures for that. But
I'll see if I can
it is
find them.
correct that there would be a cost implication on that. Suppose that so whether you wanted to put in all these colours would be open to debate, I suppose.
The colours wouldn't, that wouldn't be too important, but we didn't have any white Play-Doh. Naturally, the colour wouldn't be
An important
important.
consideration. Right, okay, so and the second one underneath would be the idea for the
Yeah, to have a slide away.
Okay. So we've got details and meeting. Right. So we've got prototype presentation, those are just the evaluation criteria. Finance. So I guess we have to evaluate that meets the various aspects that we're looking for our previous meeting. So other than the fact that it doesn't have a second layer. But obviously it would. But other than that, we've got the red apple, we've got the buttons. The only thing that's really changed is the coloration of the buttons. But after the evaluation criteria is the finance.
Nice.
And the cost implication, the only scenario where it would say the cost is pretty kind of important. So and the production evaluation as to how easy that would be to manufacture. And whether it would
So if you had to do a presentation, or were you just working on the prototype? That's the pro. Okay. Probably plug it in. Trying to plug it in into the back of that one. We could do it as we go along the production costs, looking at the prototype. Well, we'll do it on the prototype, so do two, see how much it is.
So we've got one special button form, which was the apple.
Yeah.
This is going to be a standard. We've got special material, rubber, wood, titanium, etc. So
mm-hmm.
I was originally thinking rubber wasn't special, but according to this, maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, effectively, we've got 16 buttons that we're going to have on there.
Yeah. I think you just do one, don't you, for the...
Well, I don't know. Is the sort of answer, is that maybe the old 16 buttons were there for... I mean, what's the option was maybe not to have rubber buttons, but just to have the one that was soft and spongy, and therefore...
I think it's just a one else. I think the button supplements is just a supplement for all the buttons being made in a different material rather than per button. I don't know though. You've just gone off the window onto another one. It's on the bottom row.
Maybe if you just minimise that one in the top right hand corner of the little box. Yeah.
No, right. Okay, so, but the point would be that if we just did special.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
Yeah.
Which fits up to 4, which would be slightly over our budget, but if we go with something else, that's just like a lower standard.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to have a. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Using remotes to go and decide which of those is more important.
Which do we think is the more important of the options? In the sense at the moment, we've got the total, which we need to reduce down by 1.2. At least, remember that was a minimum requirement. The other option we're planning on is sort of something cheap and cheerful would be to make it original.
Shall we evaluate the prototype as we've got it now first, and then sort of make decisions about what needs to be changed after? Okay. Right. I have a little thing. So I've all got a note of it's 13.7, isn't it, with everything we want on.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just had a presentation to do. Right, okay. This is about the evaluation criteria that we use for the prototype we've got here. And so the method is that the design team makes a prototype and we evaluate the prototype against some criteria that we've formulated. And those ones are going to be in response to sort of market research and also finance, I guess. And do that on a scale from sort of true being 1 and false being 7. So if it's neither true nor false, then that's 4. So I've got a set of criteria just based on the marketing that we need to add in a financial one as well at the end. So we have to say whether it's true or false that the product looks and feels fancy, whether the product demonstrates technical innovation, whether it's easy to use, whether it's incorporating sort of the fashion elements to attract the buyer, and whether it's a sort of recognisable real reaction product. And I have to go up onto the whiteboard and do this apparently, so I'll go over here. Right, so the first one is, does the product look and feel fancy? So if we do a sort of a one, so yeah, okay, yeah. I think what is one false or is one true? I forgot. One's true and okay. Seven's false. Four's neutral. Okay. So. Right. Okay. Right. I'm going to put that underneath so I've got some more space. So false is seven. True is one. So I say about two for fancy, I think. Okay. Okay. Well, we do an average at the end, I don't know. This is just for like the look. Does it sort of look fancy rather than functional? So. Yeah, so we go for a two on that? Okay. And, I mean, how much does the product demonstrate technical innovation, do you reckon? Yeah. Okay. So what about the prototype as it is? We've got the speech recognition on it, haven't we? But not the kinetic. All right. So it doesn't. It's pretty. The prototype as it is isn't sort of fulfilling the. Okay. Right, okay. I'm just going to check my email. I'm just going to check exactly what it said in the email for the product. Okay, but I. Okay. Yeah. Well, I just read the email again, and it sort of says it's evaluate the design sort of as it is, I think. So I think we need to think about finance after we've sort of evaluated that design. I don't know whether we've done it in the wrong order or something, or so, I mean, does this need to go up a bit or something? Because we've got both the speech. Yeah. Yeah, and for innovation, so we've got the speech thing and. Trainer 2. Okay, 2. And the next one is. I'll have to get it back up now. Okay. Say about 3, maybe. It's a 2. Yeah, this is. Yeah. So this is about sort of the corporate image of like new sort of sleek technology and all that sort of thing, as well as having the logo on and all that. So sort of, is it sort of a recognizable product? Does it fit in with our other products, which are sort of coffee makers and spacecraft? Yeah. So 2 or 3. Yeah. Two, okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think we sort of add them up. So sort of an average is going to be, I'm just going to do this in my head, 1.8, isn't it, or something? I think, anyway. So, yeah, pretty close to a 2. So, I mean, it's pretty good at the moment, but it's going to get worse, isn't it? But we've got to try and make sure it doesn't get too bad. Yeah. Do you want to plug it into yours so we can get up the finances? I'm not sure. Yeah. Oh, it's come on already. Yeah. Different colours, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that because maybe the sort of rubber case is a bit less in sort of the corporate identity than the sort of, you know, sleeker plastic case. Lose a little bit on the fashion, yeah, but and then.
Special colour. Well, originally I was assuming we had the red apple, and therefore that was a special colour.
Yeah, I think we should just imagine white buttons.
We've got enough for
Yeah.
Well, we've got special form. Now that would be one button, and the question was that all buttons or is that just one button? Because our plan really was to have one button only with a special. So no matter how you look at that, that would be the same. The other thing we did would be special material, rubber, wool, titanium.
Maybe the special colour we've got three now, just because
Yeah.
the volume bands are different. I guess we'd have water shell blue at the moment,
Alright.
we'd just be the
So special colour you want three in there?
Yeah, which I think we should, yeah, that's what we planned for.
I think you just need two for special colour because it's just two supplements, you know, one original colour and then sort of two supplements, I think maybe. Okay, so we only need two for that, because I mean these are moulded. The one colour is going to be moulded out of a piece of of rubber, isn't it?
Yeah, we agree with that. So special colours two.
Right.
Special form is the one apple. The rest are all standard, although you could argue that should maybe be you were making these buttons down the bottom, I was presuming bigger than the other ones, or were you? Was that the idea?
Yeah, the volume ones should
Maybe
be
that'd be
bigger.
a second supplement.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Okay, so So shall we do a well Yeah. Yeah. So So if we've put in for another special form on a button, then maybe they could be a different shape. Like we've got a cherry one, maybe the other ones could be something else shaped. I don't know. That would be possible. Seeing as it's cheaper to make them a different. Seeing as we've got, you know, we've made it a special form, so. And that would sort of maybe keep us close on the sort of the fashion type one. And it would sort of, you know, keep it quite fancy as well. I don't know. Or you could. Yeah. Yeah, I mean the volume buttons could be lemons or something, maybe. Okay. So. What have we got rid of? We got rid of the plastic, the rubber. Yeah. Yeah. But. So I mean we've got rid of the rubber case, but we've now sort of got an extra form and an extra colour for the buttons. So maybe in terms of sort of fanciness and fashionability, we're pretty much the same, maybe. So Or you could maybe put two again on them. Yeah. And what about the sort of innovation? Do you think? Okay. And then the corporate identity. Yeah, whether that's considered to be sort of part of the corporate identity, I don't know. I mean, it's maybe not. I mean, yeah, okay, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's the company colour? Did you get told what the company colour is, or? All right. Okay. Because we've got 0.2 to play with if we really wanted to. Another colour. Or would that be? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Should we save the 0.2 for profitability then? Yeah, and it's the sort of thing that, I mean, you want to pick up the controller and just hit a button quickly to change a channel or volume. So if it's dead obvious, then that's fine. But if you're opening the panel and you're looking and you're tuning, then you're paying a bit more attention. So maybe sort of different colour buttons isn't so important. Because, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, so drop the cost, but same sort of function there. Criteria, it's all right. Just made a load of money. Well, I think we said that because we got rid of the rubber, we put an extra sort of fruit shape on one of the buttons. Well, we could have lemon shaped ones for the volume ones or something. Or something like that. Yeah. The Did you have to have a rubber case though for rubber buttons, or was it the other way around? Right, okay. Yeah. So you saved. Save €2 on
to.
Can I just check if that's a cherry or an apple? Did I decide against the apple because of Apple Mac? And did I make it
Yeah.
cherry officially?
Mm.
Right.
Just in case we get a 0.2 for our lawsuits.
Are we aiming for a certain target on that scale?
Well, we're aiming for one for all of them, but it really has to fit into the budget, so I guess we've just had to adjust things to get it in there, which is fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, I think most. Yeah.
Do we have anything else to discuss?
Don't know what's on the agenda.
Project process and our satisfaction with, for example, security leadership teamwork means it's actually working with digital buildings. So we're actually now moving lawsuits onto the evaluation of the course rather than the evaluation of the project. My understanding. So what do you do? And remember that nobody's just over the curtain.
Finish our meeting now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought some of the divisions though between sort of the individual meetings were a bit arbitrary.
Individual meetings.
Yeah. Well, we were finding out various things in between the meetings, and they didn't the one meeting didn't always follow on for the other one, you know, sort of we had things thrown in at the second meeting where, you know, you'd looked at the remote controls and seen the curviness, but in the first one you'd also looked at some remote controls and looked at the buttons, and I don't understand why it would be in separate meetings that you'd do that, you know, you'd sort of he'd probably presented at one or something like that. Yeah. 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 Yeah, the thing itself. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I also think like it was a bit restrictive just to say that you have to design a television remote control in a way. I mean, it depends what sort of business you're in, I guess. I mean, this one seems to be one. From the website, it looks if it's quite innovative, but we're coming out with some bucket shop product, aren't we? That's, you know, 15 quid. Yeah. Yeah. If you, I mean, if you look at their products on their website here, Real Reaction, I mean, it's all pretty high tech and cutting edge. And yeah. So we did find a new idea. I mean, sort of a kinetic remote control. I've never seen one of them before. They're all batteries, I think. So yeah. Yeah. That went okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think sort of the budget allowed us to do anything. Well, I mean, I just don't think it fitted in with the rest of their products. I mean, they've got all these sort of, you know, high definition DVD and portable 7-inch lightweight computer screens, and I'm thinking, you know, one cheap remote control doesn't really fit in. Surely they should be cheap. Yeah.
Well, we can't really all feel a comment on leadership because you weren't a project manager, you were the leader. Our experience of leadership wasn't really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it worked. Computers could be a bit difficult at times, but. I think there's a little chip. I think you must plug it into something and it produces
a,
I don't know, whether it just produces a big image of sort of everything you've written or something, and page after page. Yeah, kinetic powered remote control, what was the other one? Yeah. Voice recognition, yeah. Almost. filling these questionnaires. Oh no. I think we've got two questionnaires and a report on the last meeting.